KUSF San Francisco!
Talk about astrology. She was born in June. She danced with strangers and celebrities, empty stars in the full moon. I was singing about the universe for what it's worth. All the one about the phoenix bird, the tide and return. Angels love you more than you know. Raised on robbery and rock and roll. Moving to the motor city soul. Moving to the motor city soul. To go on the radio, on the radio, on the radio.
The angels love you more
on the radio, broken radio.
When we last left our interview with New York rock and roller Jesse Malin, he was beginning to tell us the story of that tune, how Bruce Springsteen and he came to record Broken Radio. As I mentioned last week, we've never done a two-part interview with an artist on Just Another Menace Sunday. With yours truly, Dennis the Menace. He said getting the obligatory information out of the way. But the interview that I did with Jesse was just so darn much fun. And more importantly, his musical sandwich went on for about 20 songs. And he just, well, you'll hear, because we repeat the whole thing, that part of it. He just rattled them off. And actually, the best stuff is in this hour. Welcome to hour number one of Just Another Menace Sunday. Interviews with rock and rollers of note in hour number two. We'll be bringing you new melodic rock and roll from folks like Jesse Malin, who I've been playing for a few years now. He and I hung out at the Phoenix Hotel a few weeks ago when he was here in San Francisco, and we chatted about a lot of great rock and roll things. So, what we need to do is head for the Phoenix Hotel and part two of my interview with Jesse Malin right here on Just Another Menace Sunday.
Yeah, me and Rob Caggiano are sitting in L.A. with, like, you know, the 25 songs. We've narrowed it down from 30, and we're looking at all the songs and trying to figure out, you know, which ones we're going to record and which one we should, you know, maybe send to Bruce. And so suddenly this song that I wasn't sure if it was a B-side, if it was going to make the record or not, I didn't know what it was really written about until I looked at it and said, all right, it's about my mom. She had passed away when I was late teen, and she was a frustrated singer that, you know, sang along to the radio in the car, and those 3-4 minutes could really make a difference in her day. And I said, well, that, you know, radio is a force of redemption and salvation and this power, and with the piano style of, like, that 70s Neil Young, Springsteen kind of thing, this would be the one. So I sent them a lyric sheet and sent them a letter to somewhere in New Jersey, and didn't hear anything, so I figured he hated it. But 2 weeks went by, and I had that, I've said before, this L.A. moment, driving in a rented car, and the cell phone rings, and I'm on the freeway, and it's Bruce. And he's like, yeah, it's a great song. I'd love to do it. And it was a great excuse to get out of L.A. and go back to the East Coast and to Jersey, to his studio with a guy named Toby Scott that's worked with him since Darkness, the Edge of Town. And we spent, you know, an afternoon of 5 hours. He pulled up on his motorcycle, and he was just there. And my producer, Rob, was really, you know, I was thinking, well, how are you going to produce this guy? It's made so many records. They call him the boss, and he really is the boss in so many ways. And suddenly, Rob was just like, you know, Bruce sang it a few times, and then Rob was like doing what he does to me and to everybody else. Well, can you try this? And how about this line? And I was like, Jesus, I was cringing. And somehow Bruce just went with it. It was a total team player, and we blasted it out, you know, had a little chat in the kitchen, and he rode off on his Harley. And once again, a little silly song that you're writing in your apartment, you know, crapped in with the cats and the little noise and the neighbors is, you know, that's sitting there singing with a guy that sang, you know, Thunder Road, that my dad considers, you know, real music, not the noise that was coming out of my room with the discharge germs, bad brain, you know. So life is funny, and those are the things you can't really put a price on.
I heard the track with Bruce, and again, I have been into him from day one, but I saw him open for Chicago at Madison Square Garden. He was the opening act for Chicago.
That is insane.
I mean, seriously, I've got the clipping. Well, the connection was CBS
Horns.
Records.
Right.
But I'm more interested, actually, in, I want to get the names right, Irving Plaza and Warren Peace. Can you tell me about those guys and that other band with the digit?
Yeah, that digit is the finger, and I think that I took the name probably from something in the movie called The Sunshine Boys, but I don't think I've ever told anybody that, because that's just too old. We might get it to George Burns and Walter Matthau. The finger! You
starting
with the finger, right. Not the finger! Anyway, we were in a bar, surprisingly, me and Ryan and my friend Johnny T, and we were drinking, and we came up with this idea that we'd make this punk rock hardcore band, and we'd have to make the record on the spot and write the songs right there, and everyone would have to show up all hungover, and it would be like some kind of Germs, Black Flag, kind of West Coast, you know, 79, 80 kind of thing, 2-minute songs or 1-minute songs. So we all showed up the next day. A lot of times you have these bar conversations, and it's just talk and shit talk, and we showed up and we, you know, on the spot, here we go, boom. I was on bass, Ryan was on guitar, Johnny T was on drums, and our friend Colin, who does all the artwork for the cover stuff, he was singing. And he had like 10, you know, minutes to finish the lyrics. We had a couple minutes to finish the riffs, record, go, and move on. And the whole thing was just done that way as a joke. And
but it's very cool.
Yeah, so I'm Irving Plaza on bass, which is a club, it's my favorite club in New York City.
Yes.
But it's also connected to my Polish New York heritage of Irving Plaza. No, and the Catskills and the Revolution.
Irving Plaza.
And, yeah, Irving Plaza. And Ryan was War and Peace, and it just went from there. I mean, it was just something that I guess people still like buy the record and go, what is this? And we always have to tell them on the merch table, you know, be careful. It's not just some, you know, little country project of songwriter. It sounds kind of noisy, but songs like Snakes and Scorpions are cool. And
I love The Finger. They're my favorite band.
Yeah. I like The Thumb, too.
I like The Thumb. I'm not much on the Index, but that's okay. It's a problem. Bastards of Young was an inspired choice.
Yeah, I've just been tooling with the idea for a long time of making a cover record, and I want to make a record that has everything from an Elton John song I might love and Jim Croce to The Kills to you know, a Hold Steady cover to Replacements, Bastards of Young. You know, I just like songs, and people say, how do you tie this together, you know, coming from a punk background to this to that. You know, I grew up with, you know, my first records were early Elton John and Sam Cooke and Chuck Berry, and you know, to me, I just like, I like songs, whatever it is, and in those 3 minutes. And so we had a late night up in Millbrook, and we've been covering Bastards of Young, and me and the piano player Christine just started jamming at it. We thought maybe this will be on the covers record or a B-side or whatever, and suddenly it was just down. It was very loose, and I like to cover songs and make them my own. I don't like to take, you know, a song and do it karaoke style, otherwise, you know, or I'm just doing it like I'm trying to make a, you know, like a cover band. I like to take fast songs and slow them down, or take, you know, slow songs and speed them up, vice versa. So really, for me to do that, I have to find a way to connect to it, and we just broke this down to a whisper, and it was very loose and, you know, really raw, and we were putting the record together. The record is like a tight, you know, kind of punchy, in your face, you know, everything, every chord, everything in place, kind of like a fist. I wanted to have that punch, and this song, kind of, it all falls apart, and I thought I kind of needed that moment in the record, that 3 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning, where everything just kind of has that stripped down, kind of loose, you know, you don't give a shit thing, and that's why I felt it fit in. Plus, as writers, you know, when I was mentioning other people I got into when I was getting out of hardcore or whatever, Paul Westerberg's always been somebody, because he's such a wonderful writer that's fearless to be able to sing very sweet, emotional, exposed songs, but also to have a sense of humor, and also to be doing stuff in times when it wasn't fashionable. You know, they didn't call it alternative country then. They, you know, he'd go in front of skinheads at a hardcore show and play, you know, a Hank Williams song, or they just had that kind of thing. And as a writer, I think he really speaks so well, but also having a sense of humor to not take it too serious. Because when I became a solo artist, I was really scared of singer-songwriter, even though I like Jackson Browne. I didn't want to be that, or Jack Johnson, or these people. To me, rock and roll, as much as The Clash had so much to say, and then these bands, they still had a sense of humor and realized that there was a wink and a nod, and there was something about it that you couldn't go all the way and take it like you were in a school and it was some kind of thing like that. So he always represented that to me, where you could be a craftsman and tell stories, but you could also like just crash the whole thing down at the same time and crack up. And so I think when you hear Bastards of Young, you really get to hear too, if I got the lyrics right, what a great writer he is, because it's just stripped down and it's just the words and the piano, and you know, it's just a nod to where I'm coming from, you know, what my main influences are, and I don't know, it seemed to fit in, so there it is.
Speaking of sense of humor, Sister Christian, Where Are You Now?
Well, that was the B-side for Broken Radio in England,
right.
And it was one of those songs that I just didn't think fit into the record, but it's kind of a joke at all those 80s people that I kind of grew up with in Queens that, you know, drove around in loud cars and had the kind of pre-ripped jeans, and just in that period of time, but you know, the mall, everybody was thinking they were being so wild and free, but then they were still like the same people that used to beat me up, and it was just kind of breaking out of that suburban, you know, people thinking it, they're just totally partying and having a great time. It was kind of an angry
but that song,
back at my youth.
You either think that's a great song or a dumb song, but it's an iconic song.
Yeah, I think it's an iconic song, and I think the movie Boogie Nights makes that song even more of a thing. And then you kind of like it at kitsch value. I think a lot of people, I've heard DJs and clubs play it, and a lot of people, kids that weren't even around then, connecting to it because of the film. But it just kind of goes to a link to back to that time and to that period for me, and what that was, and then how things like that were once really kind of cheesy and awful somehow become really hip and fashionable. It's like you see all these kids now with REO Speedwagon t-shirts and bad, ugly LL Cool J Gucci hats and a lot of really bad 80s Duran Duran looking clothes that at the time was horrible. And some of these bands were horrible. And I don't even know if the kids think that they're horrible, or it's a sense of humor, or they're just wearing it because they saw it in a picture. But it's just funny how culture and things that at the time, you know, might have been crap, but then now we want to emulate the thin sounds of the 80s. I mean, I guess Phil Collins soon will be indie rock, you know. So.
Hey, they're back. Genesis is back. That's really...
Yeah.
But we're not going to spend any time on this interview
talking about
that. We just can't. So... We're not going to talk about MySpace because I have the same opinion you have in many ways. But allmusic.com, you know, you do your research, right? And it says, It took three albums. This is a review of Glitter. It took three albums, but Jesse Malins finally made it. Which I thought was, I read that and I was like, but I know you've done Conan. You're about to do, you know, Craig Ferguson. Okay, that's the hip factor. But you're about to do The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. So that's like 20 quadrillion, bazillion people who suddenly get to hear your music. So what about the, and I've watched more bands that are hip bands go on Letterman and Leno and all of that. So what do you feel about that? What's that going to be like when Jay says, and now here he is, somebody I've never listened to in my entire friggin' life, Jesse Malin.
I think about, there's this movie, if you haven't seen it, that you should rent, called The King of Comedy, with Robert
De
Niro.
Yes, of course.
And he tries to break into comedy, but he can't really get a break, so he has to hijack, kidnap Jerry Lewis, who's like...
So you're gonna kidnap Jay Leno?
Yeah, I don't know. But you just feel like there's something he says, it's better to be king for a night than schmuck for a lifetime. There's a surrealness to being on these shows that, you know, it really impresses your family and your parents, and they'll put it on in the local bars downtown in Manhattan. Everybody gets really excited. And it's fun to be able to sneak into people's living room for 3 minutes and do whatever. I'm always tempted to do something silly. Last time I was on Conan, I started dancing on the couches, and then they just started to cut.
Go to commercial!
He was looking at me like I was some weird bug. But, you know, it was kind of... I just want to do something. You think, well, what can I do? You know,
and
I
Leno especially,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think of that Elvis Costello thing where he was supposed to play one song on Saturday Night Live, and he's like, this isn't the right thing to do, and he switched songs in the middle, and I think he wasn't allowed on NBC for a long time. Now he sleeps with Lorne Michaels, but, you know, it's really. You know, whatever way to get the music out, like Malcolm X said, whatever means necessary, you know, it's just for me, this day and age, record stores are closing, there's a fear of, you know, what the new thing is, we're going to download music into a little stick of gum, and the artwork's going to come out on your pinky, and you can hang it on the wall, you know, it's like where people get things, and so for me, I write these songs, and I'm not doing them just to hide in my room and pretend I'm some morbid indie rock guy that wants to hang a noose. I just want to reach people and be able to continue to do this, and the more records I can make, and the more I can pay my band to keep them on the road, and be able to travel and live this lifestyle and not work a job I hate, then, you know, I'm up for it. As long as it's the stuff I feel I'm pure and doing and honest with, then if Jay Leno wants to put me on, it's funny, it's ironic, and then, you know, he's on a little bit earlier than Conan, so some of my geriatric friends can get off on it. You know.
Yeah, right. David Johansen will actually be able to stay up and watch. Yeah. He's not old.
Yeah, he's not that. He tells some good jokes. I like when he used to do the Buster bit and go on those shows and sit there with the rest of them. And
but that's
but
that
hang.
You see. But that's the whole point, is that all of those people back in the day, it was hip to do the big shows because it was more the lounge thing and it was cool. Now it's gotten a little but you know what, you'll have another clip for YouTube, right?
Yeah, and YouTube's everything. Now we're on YouTube. There's a guy in the bushes with a cell phone filming this, and
we are. So the last thing we do to fill up the hour, and being you like songs, and 100 people have played with me on this, we do a musical sandwich. So we take two of your songs as the bread, and then you get to put anything else you want in between by other artists. And no matter what you tell me, I am now under moral obligation to play it exactly as you give it to me.
All right. I want Promised Land by Chuck Berry.
Right.
I want The Obvious Child by Paul Simon.
Yeah, and by the way, I was going to ask you about that Mother and Child reunion cover that you did with Pete. That's pretty wild, too.
Oh, yeah. That's I'm a big fan. Queens, you know. I like drag queens. I like the Ramones. I like Perry Farrell. I like people from Queens. And, you know, I like Paul Simon a lot. A lot of his writing. I don't know if I'd get along with him personally, but... I was in a movie with his son once, and that was kind of fun, but he was drinking a lot.
Not to spoil the flow here, so keep going.
Yeah, anyway, we're getting off Paul Simon. So, The Obvious Child by Paul Simon. Then I'd like to have Sunny Side of the Street by The Pogues. Then I'd like to have You Can Make Them Like You by Hold Steady.
Nice.
Then I'd like Go Into a Town by Rufus Wainwright. Then I'd like It Shook Me by Graham Parker. I'd like to have Classic Girl by Jane's Addiction. I'd love to have Sonic Reducer by The Dead Boys. And, how many more do I get in this?
You got a
this
few
a big
more.
Sandwich. All right,
you got a
I'll
few
keep
more.
Going.
You only did the lettuce, man.
Death or Glory by The Clash.
Nice.
I'd like to have The Man by Pete Yorn, and I'd like to have West by Lucinda Williams. And it's now I'm getting a little mellow into the sandwich, getting into the alfalfa sprouts and the
this is the
avocado.
LA. You went from the New York sandwich. Now we're kind of like in the Toluca Lake sandwich.
All right, I'm going to work my way out. This one might, maybe you'll be able to find this. I'd like to get Romeo by the Wipers out in Portland, up in that way. And then I'd like to get Little Mascara by the Replacements, working my way back home. And then, let's see, Take a Letter Maria.
R.B. Graves.
Yeah, that's just things that are right. Yep. We'll get that in there. And then I'd like Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves by Cher. Then we're going to move down into Detroit, and I want to have Down on the Street by the Stooges as the sun starts to go down.
Yes.
And, the pants start to get tighter and the heat goes up. Then I'd like to move over, I guess, into, let's say, Love Train, you know, by the style, wait,
OJ's.
The Spinners. No, the OJ's. Love Train going into Pennsylvania, Philadelphia area. And then let's see what else. Let's see. Lies by the Knickerbockers. We'll go into New Jersey. And then we're going to work our way to the Ramones, back into Queens with Rockaway Beach, because the summer's here. Then Here Comes the Summer by the Undertones.
What are your two songs here?
Oh, my two songs I'm going to put in there?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy. I guess Prisoners of Paradise and Wendy. Just keep some power on each end of it. Keep a little rock. Wendy from the first album, Prisoners of Paradise. You get it together.
Left me all alone, no postcard or telephone. Winter time down by the beach, the jukebox bar way out of reach. She liked Tom Waits and the Poets Heart, 60s Kinks and Kerouac. Through the night her tail lights fade, her selection never played. Through Tangiers or to Bombay, a self-portrait in the USA.
Ain't no loser. Cool. Trump's in cold tomb. Things will be different there. The sun will rise from here. Then I'll be 10 feet down, and you'll be nothing at all. Yeah, I got my down machine. I got my electronic dream. Time to do some, ain't no loser. I'm a song producer, I ain't no loser. I said I'm a song producer, song producer. Yeah, I'm a song producer, song producer, song producer.
Keeps coming. come out west and see best it could be. And though you won't stay permanently, you come out west and see. I climb up on the rock and stretch out in the sun. Imagination run, tracing your initials in the shiny sand. I'm counting up the days till I see you. Or where the cars may fall. But if you don't come out west and see, you'll never know it all. Off in the distance, blow a kiss away. A thousand miles between us disappear someday. I watch it. All the starlings flying from the north, the beating of their wings echoes the beating of my heart. I sleep out in the desert under the stars above, and keep making an effort to wander in your love. Who knows what the future holds, or where the but if you don't come out west and see, you'll never know it all. Come out west and see the best that it could be. I know you won't stay permanently, come out west, you'll see.
Romeo, 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 Romeo. last night as I got home about a half past ten. There was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life.
Hey, this is Jesse Mal, and I really don't want Dennis the Menace to play an ID for me before he plays in one of my tracks from my new album, especially if he does some sort of stupid top 40 thing and back times it over the intro to the post. That's it. Goodbye, Dennis. That's it. It didn't count as an ID. Did that count as an ID? Did it? No?
I don't know.
Do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
have made. Broken heart is at my feet. I see a pretty thing, can't touch me at all. I see a pretty thing, can't touch me at all.
said someday.
Someday I'm gonna be happy.
just life a truck. Tears dawning, the milkman's yawning. The old man, he wishes me luck. It's your choice with your village voice. And tomorrow never knows. Just keep on moving, keep on moving. I was born in 1973. Pinball kids in town.
Can't get that one here in the U.S. at the moment, unless, of course, you know your favorite import store, in which case you can find it on the flip side of Jesse Malin's single Broken Radio. Sister Christian, Where Are You Now? Closing Jesse Malin's musical sandwich and part two of our interview with him on Just Another Menace Sunday. We've gone way over the hour. Jesse had that many tunes. So if I may, let me quickly run down his musical sandwich for you. The Undertones, Here Comes Summer. The Ramones, Rockaway Beach, Knickerbockers with Lies. The OJs in Love Train, The Stooges Down on the Street. Cher with Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. R.B. Greaves, Take a Letter, Maria. The Replacements with Little Mascara, The Wipers, Romeo. Lucinda Williams, West. Pete Yorn, The Man. The Clash with Death or Glory. Dead Boys, Sonic Reducer. And Jesse Malin from his first recording. And Wendy. Wow, that's a lot. If you have any questions, any thoughts, any input on Jesse's interview, musical sandwich, or anything else we've done here in the first hour of Just Another Menace Sunday, please email me, Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, at menaceattic.com, M-E-N-A-C-E-A-T-T-I-C.com. Next week, get ready. It's an interview with Tim DeLauder, or Laufer. I never can pronounce his name properly. The enigmatic leader of the Polyphonic Spree. We'll be back with hour number two. Lots of new melodic rock and roll right after we do Something Good.
Do you know what hell is? Homelessness in San Francisco and across the country is real and growing. The Coalition on Homelessness is a community organization committed to making tangible improvements in the lives of the homeless. Coalition goals combine short-term solutions with long-term strategies to change social and economic justice both locally and nationally. The Coalition on Homelessness welcomes your time, money, and interest, so please contact the Coalition on Homelessness at 346-3740 to find out more.
I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that Jesse Malin's new album, Glitter in the Gutter, is in a store near you on Adeline Records. It's time for hour number two of this thing that I, Dennis the Menace, choose to and is allowed to call Just Another Menace Sunday. All new melodic rock and roll coming on up. So, Mr. Engineer, would you please hit CD number two right now?